This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we hear Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff review a few of the big news stories around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Start out in Moreno Valley. Apparently, firefighters there have been ordered to take what they call the blue line flag off of fire engines. First of all, explain what is the blue line flag?
This is an American flag in black and white, but one of the stripes has been painted blue. It symbolizes the thin blue line referred to the police officers, and it's done to honor the three police officers who were killed in Baton Rouge and the five who were killed in Dallas. Unfortunately, the flag does not meet regulations. The engines can only carry the official American flag, so the firefighter who put it up was ordered to take it down. He took to social media and objected to it. But, you know, Ken, the interesting thing is we get a lot of reader responses to our news stories, and I thought readers would come out in defense of the flag. They said, you know what? Any changes to Old Glory is really a slap in the face to the country and the veterans, and that if you make your own flag, put it on your own property and display it there. It doesn't belong on an engine of the fire department.
So this is done deal. There's not going to be any second thinking of whether or not commemorations, or particularly that commemoration to police deaths, are allowed.
Well, certainly not officially. You can't fly it on a fire engine or a police car or something like that. This firefighter who whose idea it apparently was seems to have a personal stake in this. He feels that he wasn't treated fairly by the department after he was injured on duty. And so it kind of took a little bit of a side turn toward a personal issue.
Okay, let's go to Beaumont, where there are additional signs of corruption showing up in that city.
This is not part of the official charges so far, but it's part of an ongoing investigation. An affidavit that was filed in support of a search warrant said that the former finance director was a partner in a business that profited from city work on city cars. City vehicles had been repaired at a couple of auto repair shops in a center called the Beaumont Auto Center, which was co-owned by William Aylward, the former finance director who's now, as we know, charged with public corruption. Aylward and his lawyer would not comment. He has pled not guilty to the charges of misappropriation of public funds and conspiracy and embezzlement that we already know about. But in this matter, the allegation is that it violates government code that prohibits conflict of interest. You can't steer city money to a business in which you stand to make a profit. During his last 3 years as finance director, Beaumont Tire and Cherry Valley Automotive collectively received almost $234,000 in city work for working on city vehicles. You know, and by the way, the city vehicles are no longer farmed out. They now have mechanics in-house who do most of the work unless there's an emergency. And the city says they're saving money that way.
And finally, we heard this week that the Inland Empire 66ers, the AAA ball club that plays in San Bernardino, may be leaving the city.
Well, that's what the team says. They say that the stadium, which, by the way, was built specifically for that team when they told the city Fiscalini Field up in Paris Hill Park was too run down and they couldn't play there anymore. The city built this stadium for them, hoping to also have concerts there and other public events. And now the team says that this stadium, the new one that was built about 20 years ago, is becoming too run down. And they're asking the city for a subsidy of $2.5 million for repairs and ongoing maintenance and operations. As you know, this comes at a very bad time for San Bernardino. The city is bankrupt,
to say the least.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy about whether ball teams, football or baseball, should get these kinds of public subsidies when they don't really bring that much money into the city. Now, the team says that over the years, the stadium has been used for other events, has brought about 40,000 people a year, who are not related to baseball. But there's a question whether that's a significant enough public purpose. the 66ers are a farm team for the Angels, and so maybe the question is, can the Angels kick in a little bit of money to help do whatever repairs are necessary?
Do we know if they are in this threat to leave, if they're negotiating with other locations, or have they indicated any other locations that they might go to?
You know, I have not heard that, but I know the city does not want to lose them. That's why they went and built this stadium when Fiscalini Field got run down. You know, it's a matter of civic pride, but when the city is really struggling financially, you know, would the bankruptcy judge even approve this kind of a subsidy for a baseball team?
Yeah, really. I guess what I was trying to get at is whether or not this is a tactic by the team to try to get as much money as they can and not leave, or if they really have other options.
You know, I don't know, but if any of the other Southern California minor league teams shuffle around, maybe there's a stadium opening up. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Any indication of what might happen with the stadium, with the facility, if the team did leave?
You know, it would really be a shame if it were empty. You know, the San Manuel Clinic that Loma Linda opened downtown is right opposite the stadium. So, you know, it'd be one step forward, one step back for downtown. The city manager, Mark Scott, said that if they leave the stadium empty, it'll still cost the city about $150,000 a year to maintain it.
Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.